Roger Grossman, Jared Shaw with you here at the Wolves Den in Michigan City. After one, Warsaw trails Crown Point 11-10. Bulldog ball to start quarter two, working to the far end. Rhodes, new guy in there. That is Quinn Begley in the lane. Darrell shoots it way short. Now the rebound is grabbed by Jaeger for the Tigers. Warsaw with a chance to regain the lead. Gould off a high screen. Hands back to Davis on the weave. Davis, right-hand dribble to Gould at the left elbow. Hands back to Trey. Trey thought about the three for just a minute. Instead, he'll hand off to Finlinson, who starts the second. Finlinson will wave Gould through. Now take it down to the wing. Bounce it down to Gould on the baseline. He'll hand back to Bricker in the corner. Guarded by Darrell. That's a tremendous quickness matchup. Darrell is very quick. Gould in the corner. Backdoor cut in traffic. Ball kicked out of bounds. And last touch by Crown Point. Out of bounds to Warsaw.
Well, and you also get added quickness when you're able to hold Luke Bricker as he's making his cut right there. He makes a great backdoor cut. Darrell's able to grab him in traffic and just slow him up enough just to get a hold of him.
Gould on the inbounds. Having trouble, and he didn't get it in. 5-second call. Now, Kevin Meitzel gets in between Bricker and Darrell because Darrell never let go of Bricker on the inbounds play. He just grabbed him, and Bricker tried to kind of pull his arm free, and Darrell just wouldn't let him go. I mean, we're talking 6-7 seconds after the whistle.
They would call a holding in that on the last play of the Super Bowl. There was so much holding there.
Yes. In the lane, Rhodes, a little 12-footer for two. He faked like he was going to pass the wing. Warsaw bit. It's 13-10, Bulldogs a minute into the second. Gould across the line. Bounces to Bricker outside the three-point arc against Darrell. Bounces it out. Gould bumped. Drives down the side of the lane. Across the lane to Martin. He'll make a move, but he traveled in the process. That's too bad because that would have been 2 points for the Tigers because Crown Point was sealed off and Martin had a clear path to the hoop.
Well, and as somebody who's officiated Brain a lot of times, he puts the ball down as his foot's moving, and it's tough to see, but I think he might have got the ball down there, and I think that was an illegal play.
Darrell out to Rhodes. 6.5 minutes left to play first half. Right side, Darrell off a screen for three. No good. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Bricker for the Tigers. Quick outlet to Gould. Back to the near side to Martin. Martin looks inside. Nothing there. Out to Bricker. Bricker to Finlinson. Finlinson drives left. Pulls up for a 17-footer and hits. Finlinson's first two. Makes it 13-12. Bulldogs. 6:05 left to play here in the opening half. Rhodes against Martin in between the circles. Begley at the left elbow. Gould backs away from him. He's not going to shoot that. Shaw at the right elbow against Carson Gould. Drives down the baseline, a whistle, and they're going to call a foul on Carson Gould, and that's two fouls against Warsaw's point guard.
Well, and that's a tough one to take, too, because Carson's just staying in front of Shaw, who's going to elevate that little medium-range jumper. He made it, but at the same circumstance, now you've got your leader with two fouls and in heavy foul trouble.
Gould comes out. Trey Davis is in. Matt Moore gets an explanation from Steven Tyler. And he's not happy about it, but he got one. Rhodes having trouble finding his own inbound man. He finds Begley. Underneath, and Rhodes shakes free and scores. Rhodes had 7. His average is 7. 15-12. Bricker. Now to Trey Davis, to Finlinson out near the center circle. Now Finlinson spins a circle. They leave alone. He shoots for three. It's off the mark. Rebound tipped in the air and out of bounds to Crown Point. Bricker's going to go home from this game with red in his jersey.
Oh, and there's face guarding your opponent when you're playing tight defense, but they are getting away with a lot of hands and a lot of holding to Warsaw's best shooter, and that makes it impossible for him to get open unless you have somebody committed to screening, and that's what Warsaw is going to have to do to free him up.
1-3-1 defense at the far end. Rhodes off a screen at the top. Takes it to the right. Meidenberger's into the game for Warsaw with 5:10 left to play in the half. Svetich, who's yet to score. Rhodes in between the circles. Right side for Swan, who's back in. Darrell is out. Swan slips it to the free throw line. Schofield across to Mulaski. A fake, and he had it blocked, but a foul's called. Oh, no, they call travel. Hold on. They call travel first. If you can make Mulaski make a move, you've got a 50-50 chance or better of having that happen.
Well, and you have to credit Luke Jaeger for not leaving his feet, staying down and being vertical. If he jumps in the air, more than likely he commits a foul before that travel, but Mulaski was forced to move his feet. Good job by Luke.
Berger looks inside, can't find anybody. Trying to get rid of it, and did. The Martin ball knocked away. He picks it back up. Out to Bricker. Again, Gould on the bench with two personal fouls. Bricker outside the lane, falls from 12, and hits. Bricker's got four, a basket in each quarter. Warsaw within one, 15-14, 4:25 left to play in the second. Rhodes on the handoff, Svetich. Now a double bouncer across to Swan, left side Schofield. Now for Mulaski, down to the right side Swan. Back to top Svetich, across to Rhodes. Rhodes, left wing for Mulaski. Out top Schofield, right side Svetich. With some space, tries to drive in, can't. Swan, out to Rhodes. Right side, Svetich. He'll drive in the lane, double-teamed. Out to Mulaski, back to Svetich. Now to Rhodes, around to the left for Swan. Swan against Bricker. Drives the free throw line, picked up his dribble in the lane, and threw it out to Mulaski, and then clears out before the 3 seconds. Left side, Swan. Crown Point at the far end of the gym as we look at it. That is the west end. We're in the southeast corner. Into the corner, Svetich. Out top the Rhodes. Rhodes to the far side, Swan. Now to Schofield on the wing. Back out to Rhodes, left side to Swan. What a long defensive possession here for the Tigers. Svetich, right side to Rhodes. Pressured there by Berger into the corner for Mulaski. Mulaski bounces to Swan at the free throw line. He'll drive in, he'll fake, he'll lean in and shoot and score. He made a tough shot around Jaeger to make it 17-14. Bulldogs with 3 minutes to play in the first half.
Well, that was an excellent defensive possession by Warsaw. Coach Moore, the most vocal person in the gym, trying to get his guys to make sure they knew where Svetich was at all times.
Trey Davis drives left against Schofield. Fakes again, and he double dribbled. He dribbled from the right wing to the left side of the lane area, picked up his dribble, couldn't find anybody, and then started dribbling again. Can't do that. It's out of bounds to Crown Point.
When decision number one was taken away, I think Trey thought he was going to be able to open up on his pivot and throw that pass, and when that was taken away, he had no other option to dribble a second time.
2:39 clock running, second quarter. Crown Point 17, Warsaw 14. Svetich drives the lane, lost it, kicks it back out. Darrell's back in the game. Left corner for Shaw. Now a long cross-court pass. Good catch by Swan to keep that in bounds. Outside the lane, Shaw, turn around, 10-footer, rimming. Bricker up high for a one-handed rebound. Tigers down by three with the ball. Martin in transition. He'll bounce it out to Trey Davis with his heels near the center circle. Now to Finlinson against Gould is on the bench with two personal fouls. Finlinson hands back to Bricker. Now to Trey Davis. Davis squares up, finds Jaeger 35 feet from the basket. Now to Finlinson. Finlinson dribbles right, picks up his dribble, looks inside, nothing there. Needs help, and he finds Trey Davis. And a timeout's going to be called here by Warsaw with 1:49 left to play in the half. How big a possession is this? Warsaw takes time here. 17-14, they trail back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Jared Shaw, Steve Scott back at the radio station. Tiger ball, 1:45 clock runs, second quarter. Crown Point 17, Warsaw 14. Davis trying to hand it off to Martin. Bounces down to the baseline for Bricker, 14 feet out. Drives in the lane, turns and fires from 12 and hits. He's got He's got Elliott Swan on him. He has a height advantage.
I mean, Luke Bricker does such an excellent job of getting to the spot he needs to and then elevating over his defender. That's back-to-back possessions. He's done that.
Darrell for three out top. It's good. He's got three three-pointers in the first half. He did 18 all season and into the postseason. Bricker up the right side, pressured by Swan, trying to back his way down in. Picks up his dribble. Needs help, finds Trey Davis. A minute to go here in the second. Finlinson at the top, open and shooting for three. It's good. His 48th three-pointer of the year. Warsaw within one, 20-19, 50 seconds left to play. And plenty of fouls. Warsaw's only been called for one this quarter and three the whole game. Swan out top to Shaw. Oh, they had Deer wide open. They slip it down to Mulaski. He'll fake. Now back down in. Spin on Jaeger. Forced it up and got it. Mulaski with a couple of field goals. He's got 4 points. 30 seconds left to play in the half. Tigers down by three. Warsaw has the possession here. Left corner, Jaeger wide open. Slipped it inside to Martin. Martin with a head fake. And he got knocked over. He put it in somehow. A miraculous play. How is there not a foul called? And they stepped in bounds. What a moment. Martin makes this incredible shot. No foul. Don't know how that's physically possible. And then Crown Point steps in bounds for no reason at all. And Warsaw with 15.4 left has the ball with a chance to take the lead before halftime. Gould's back in for this possession. Carson lobs it out the midcourt. Tipped by Shaw and out of bounds. It's still Warsaw basketball with 13.7 left.
Well, and on that last finish by Brant Martin, not that we're surprised at him making tough play after tough play. He gets fouled by two separate guys, gets knocked to the ground, and still was able to finish as he's going to the ground. Crown Point with zero fouls. That's a tough one in one half of basketball.
Yeah, they haven't been called for a foul in this entire first half. In the corner, Jaeger's open. He shoots a three. It's in and out. Gould the rebound. Gould slipped it out. Finlayson in the lane from 10. Good! At the buzzer! Gould with the rebound in the trees. He found Finlayson open in the lane. And bang! The Tigers take a 23-22 halftime lead into the locker room. Holy cow! First half scoring comes your way after this timeout on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at the Wolves Den. Warsaw on the late bucket by Finlayson off the rebound by Gould. Lead 23-22 over Crown Point at halftime. First half scoring for the Bulldogs. Kingston Rhodes averages seven. He has seven. Mason Darrell averages seven. He's got nine. That's 16 of their 22 points right there. Elliot Swan's got two. Seamus Mulaski's got four. He averages five. You say, well, what about Svetich and Shaw? They average 28. They have nothing. And I mean nothing in the first half. An outstanding defensive job by the Tigers. For Warsaw, Trey Davis, 2. Luke Bricker, 6. Robbie Finlayson, 7, all in the second quarter. Brant Martin is the leader. He's got 8 in the first half. 6 of those were in the first 4 minutes of play. Warsaw trailed 11-10 at halftime, but the Tigers outscored Crown Point 13-11 in the second to lead 23-22 here at halftime. We were tied once. That was at 6, and we've had two lead changes with Finlayson's basket there at the end of the first half. When Warsaw leads at halftime, the stat is this. When Warsaw leads at halftime, they are 13-1 on the season. That's pretty good. 23-22, they have the lead right now over Crown Point. And the first half stats are coming your way, brought to you by Oliver Bergen and Company, next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in Michigan City at the regional. 23-22 Tigers with a 1-point lead. Here are the halftime stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw in the first half continues their just electric shooting. 11 of 17 from the field, and all 6 of their misses are from 3-point range. They're 1 for 7. They were a perfect 10 of 10 inside the arc, which means they're shooting almost 70% in the postseason from 2-point range. They did not attempt the free throw because Crown Point wasn't called for a single foul in the entire half. Crown Point was 9 of 20 from the field, 45%, 4 of 9 from 3-point range, 0 of 2 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 11 of 5. Crown Point with 3 offensive rebounds. Warsaw with 2, including the one that gave them the lead on Gould's putback opportunity to Finlayson in the lane. Warsaw with 7 turnovers in the first half, and Crown Point had 2. Points off the turnovers, Crown Point 11, Warsaw 4. Second chance points, Tigers 4, Bulldogs 3. Points off the bench, Crown Point 13, Warsaw 2. Warsaw played to a 1.04. Crown Point played better, 1.10.